What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 29 of the Car 5 Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua, and for today's episode, as I have my Tesla shirt on, we're going to be talking about the brand new model from Elon Musk and Tesla, the Model Y. So as usual, everybody, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So like I had just said, this is the latest model from Elon Musk and Tesla, the Model Y. The funny part about this whole thing is how the whole lineup works out. And it's not by chance, of course, this is planned out to be this way. So the Tesla models are the Model S, the Model 3, or E, if you will, the Model X, the last one that does come out, the Model Y. Elon Musk, sir, hats off to you. I do agree. I do think all of your cars are very sexy. I look forward to owning one rather soon. And if we want to take this to a little bit further, your Tesla Roadster. So if we look at the whole lineup of Tesla, yes, sexy Roadster. I do agree with you, sir. I hope to meet you one day. And yeah, well played. Hats off to you. So just starting off, again, let's get back to the episode of what this is about, the Tesla Model Y. This is a feat of engineering, let me tell you something. Of course, we know it's going to be fast, and I'll tell you what those performance figures are. We know it's going to be practical, and we're going to get into those details. From what I've seen, I kind of think it's like a miniature or a baby Model X, right? But here's the incredible part of how Tesla's able to keep that utility aspect of the car, make it a little bit smaller version of a Model X, in my opinion, that's what I think, and the facts and figures that you get. So let's go ahead and get into some of these specifications in more detail so I can tell you how crazy this thing is. I do want to start off with the interior, actually. So you're going to have the typical touchscreen that we're all familiar with Tesla for the infotainment system. It's 15 inches long. The entire glass roof that you get is all UV protected. So you don't have to worry about those harmful UV rays that are going to come into your car because you got UV protected glass. And like I had mentioned, you have an optional third row in this car for a miniature version of the Model X. So you know it's practical. You know it's safe. You know it's very techy. And you know you can fit all your friends and family in there. So let's take all of these things and add in the facts that your 0 to 60 time in this car is 3.5 seconds, in which its older brother, the Model X, the top model, top version, the P100D, is 2.9 seconds 0 to 60. This is the 3.5 seconds 0 to 60 for this car is standard. That's not an upgrade. There are so many performance cars out there that are 100% performance-based, and their 0 to 60 time is 3.5 seconds. This is a off-road family SUV utility vehicle that's 100% electric, has a mile range of 300 miles on a full charge, in which, quick fact, you can go from 0 to 50% charge in just 15 minutes as long as you're using a supercharger, which there's now superchargers all over the place. Should we keep going? Okay. Due to an upgraded all-wheel drive system and traction control system, and that's basically going to be fitted with two independent electric motors that are going to instantaneously control torque between the front and the rear wheels, depending on where it all needs it best. You're going to have upgraded traction, stability control, handling, and this car is so good and so advanced that Tesla's claiming you can take any driver, rain, sleet, ice, snow, because of the upgraded all-wheel drive system and traction control system, anybody can take this car off-road. I don't know what they're doing over there in Tesla. Maybe Elon is just that smart. But their continuous improvements of their cars are outperforming a ton of performance cars. They're performing off-road better than a lot of off-road vehicles, and they're priced accordingly. something else, guys. Something else. Is regards to information and specifications goes, that's actually all that's available right now. But I think that's enough to sell you on it. I mean, that's just me personally. I mean, you know, I can't wait to own a Tesla one day. That's just me. But ladies and gentlemen, my mind's blown. I'm sure you can see if you're watching the YouTube video. I feel like yours would be too. That's all we have information so far for the Tesla Model Y. And that completes episode number 29 of the Car 5 podcast. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. Please, please, please don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Anything you guys ever need from me, you have a thought, you have a question, you have an episode recommendation, just reach out to me on an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to tune in for episode number 30, an extended episode, special extended episode. We're going to be giving you guys, or I'm going to be giving you guys an update on the equipment I'm using, the software. Just want to keep you guys in the loop of the changes and how I'm continuously looking to improve. That's going to air May 3rd. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe, and thank you. Have a good evening.